I'm Riz Khan, journalist who was with Al Jazeera English and CNN and the BBC before that. And I'm here with the Alliance of Civilizations moderating events here in Istanbul, Turkey. I've been with doing events with the AOC since it was founded. So I have a lot of background with the AOC's goals and missions and a lot of the people involved.
What do you think about the events that just happened in the previous time in the Middle East, in the Islamic countries? And what do you think about an Islamic Union which may occur in the Middle East, including the other countries,
as well? Yeah, it's an interesting situation because, of course, the Arab Spring, as it's called, is for the West, it's very confusing. They don't really know how to assess what is happening because there's been no final outcome. I mean, Egypt is still going through transition. Tunisia has settled down. Syria is still in turmoil. Libya is still finding its feet. So it's not a story that has finished yet. So it's very hard to know what the long-term picture of the Middle East will be because of what's happened. In terms of the news industry, like my profession, you know, it provides a lot of stories for us, and we tend to focus a lot on the negative. We always look at the bad things. We don't tend to look at the good. So many people are hearing the Arab Spring in the context of the negative things that happen. They talk about the freedoms and democracy and everything else, but most of the pictures we see are of the troubles. So for me, I always wish the media would change a little bit and focus on some of the positives that happen. The fact that there is some effort for unity, that there is some effort to be tolerant of religions and so on. I mean, we have to remember that, you know, these Arab countries are not just Muslim, they are also Christian. You have, you know, they're secular, basically. So it's very easy to paint the picture wrongly and make it just one religion or one people. You know, there's diversity which needs to be recognized and addressed, which is what the Alliance of Civilizations is trying to do. In terms of an Islamic Union, there's been talk of, you know, this pan-Arab cooperation. The trouble is that the religion may unite a lot of the people in the Arab world, but it doesn't address the issues of the tribal diversities. You know, Egyptians are very different from Saudis, who are very different from Lebanese, who are different from the Khaliji, and so on. And I think a lot of those issues need to be resolved, and people need to feel more united regionally. It has to be more about common goals, economics, improving the standard of living. You can't have one country in the Union so poor and struggling, while another country is very wealthy and spending, you know, billions on infrastructure and so on. So I think the unity has to be both economic as well as religious.